Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
The Taoiseach has been briefing opposition leaders this afternoon on plans to increase public health restrictions. The new measures apply to construction, retail, travel and, of course, schools. Labour leader Alan Kelly attended the meeting and he joins me now. Alan Kelly, you're welcome to the programme. On top of the agenda this afternoon was the issue of Leaving Cert students attending school 3 days a week, and the unions are rallying against this, as you very well know. Do you think the classes should go ahead?
Well, firstly, the meeting is, in fairness, is still ongoing. I just stepped out of it. It's been ongoing for 2 hours and will continue. It's been briefed by the CMO and HSE and also Brian McGrath. So there's an awful lot of issues to cover. In relation to the Leaving Cert, my view on this, and you know, working closely with my colleague Eoghan Reardon, is I actually think the public have gone ahead of the decision makers on this. This is nobody's fault. No point in playing any form of politics. In fairness to the government, they actually tried something. They thought through something. But the community transmission is at such a level. There's so much worry out there. I believe that, you know, parents, teachers, students, an average age of 18 years of age, make their own decisions. They're not going to actually go to school in some cases, in many cases. So this isn't going to work out. And that's not to blame the government. And forget about that. Mm-hmm. I just believe that it's gone. It's gone past that.
Now, we spoke to one principal from Alexandra College in Milltown in Dublin just a few moments ago, and Barbara Ennis, she told us that they're not going to open next week. Do you think that an awful lot of schools will follow suit?
I have some very good friends who are principals of schools, and they're in that space as well. They've surveyed the parents, they've surveyed the students. And certainly I believe that the quicker this decision is made, and I repeat, I don't blame the minister, I don't blame the Taoiseach. You know, they were trying something. We all know that face-to-face education as regards to Leaving Cert is the best thing. But the level of transmission is just really the issue. And I think the quicker they make the decision now so that everyone can get into planning for online learning, and then, you know, by the end of the month, have a decision made about the Leaving Cert. Take time, look at the options. We all don't have a magic wand to make a perfect solution. Mm-hmm. We know that. But take that time to do that.
If you were in power, what would you be saying to schools? Effectively, what I'm asking is, what are you saying to schools now? What would you be proposing to comply with what the minister and the government have asked for, i.e. the 3 days a week from next week? Or would you ask students and parents not to attend school, that it's too risky?
I don't think it would be helpful to do a divide and conquer. I expect that the government are going to come around to a decision because of effectively the fear and worry that is out there about having to go into an environment like this.
Okay.
They'll come around changing the decision. The other thing, though, just to
but
say...
Can I ask you about some breaking news that's just coming onto my screen here? The ASTI Standing Committee just said they'll only engage in remote teaching or learning provision from Monday, January the 11th.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I would have expected that from conversation that I had today. But let me just be clear. I mean, if we're going to really, if a government was going to force schools to open, etc., I mean, what sort of a learning environment would it be? It would be a much better environment, even as restricted as it is, to do everything comprehensively online and prepare for that, than to force people into an environment where a lot of people aren't happy. We all know that's the situation as we stand. It's unfortunate. It's actually nobody's fault.
You've said that on a number of occasions, but where does the ASTI Standing Committee decision to do only remote teaching from next Monday, where does that leave things now?
Well, I presume because of the fact that there was no engagement by the government with the unions, which there should have been, prior to the decision, that they have come to this decision on the basis of representing their workers and their dead right to do so, and the concern that their workers have about going into an environment like this. I mean, at the end of the day, we're asking workers, teachers to go into an environment, and they're very worried about it. They feel unsafe in the situation we are. We have effectively the fastest growing virus per capita in Europe. First or second, anyway.
And you're saying they're dead right to do so because their employer.
No,
you did say that.
But yes, but contextualize it and be fair. Don't put words in my mouth.
That's exactly what you said.
They're trying to, yeah, again, contextualize it and be fair. They're representing the workers, and they're dead right to represent the workers. That's what the ASTI stands for, fairness, and the right to do so. And there is an annoyance out there that they weren't consulted. Everyone knows that. You put yourself in their shoes, you'd be annoyed as well.
But can I just ask you, that they are in direct conflict now with what their employer, the Department of Education, has asked them to do. Are they in danger of... Well, are they in danger of not being paid, number one, or being sanctioned?
I don't think so, because I think, look, we're coming through the worst things ever happened to us. A bit of common sense will have to come out here, where they'll have to sit down, people will have to talk to one another and work out from next week how we're going to advance teaching our students at primary and secondary level and prepare for a leave insert and look at all the options then over the coming weeks. Common sense the government just will have to engage on this. I said it out straight, as I said here live on radio, I said it out straight to the Taoiseach on two occasions in the last 24 hours that this is where this is going. I think the public are ahead of the decision makers at political level here.
Should the leaving cert and the junior cert be cancelled if there's a protracted closure of schools again? Because is it fair to ask these leaving cert students who lost a chunk of time last year and are about to lose a chunk of time again this year to sit the exam as normal?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. They lost 11 weeks last year. I've been inundated with people contacting me, students themselves, parents, guardians, etc. I think we'll have to make a very early decision on this by the end of the month, first week in February at the very latest, as regards whether leave and serve can go ahead this year or not, or propose to go ahead. Mm-hmm. And I think we should use the intervening weeks, Cormac and Fairness, to look at the options and try and learn from the lessons from the mistakes that were made in the last leave and serve.
Unfortunately, there are more complex decisions that have to be made as well, not just the leaving cert and education. Childcare is another huge issue. We spoke to the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, earlier in the programme, and he said they're examining ways to assist in supporting childcare for frontline healthcare workers. They can bubble with other essential workers, and creches have been asked to provide care for their children. But is that enough? What more needs to be done from a Labour perspective?
Well, I think that needs to be dialed up. I mean, there are a limited amount of options here, to be fair. I know from speaking to Paul Reid that there is concern in relation to workforce as regards the volume of people who may be impacted by this. So really, I'd be asking the government to dial this up as regards availability of creches.
Do you have any solutions?
Well, to be honest with you, the real issue is to look at all the childcare providers out there and actually try and, from a resource point of view, resource them as much as is practically possible to be able to prioritise and look after frontline workers so that we can all see our way through this pandemic. In whatever way the government can help them and facilitate them, that's where I would be putting all my energy.
Can I ask you about private hospital care as well? Because you're on the record as, I think, I don't want to misinterpret what you said some months ago, but I think
you're very correct and clear on this one. You're not misinterpreting.
I think you were on the record as saying that we should buy as a state and one or two private hospitals and use them for public use. I think everyone, Paul Reid from the HSE, is on record now. He's saying three of the country's private hospitals, Blackrock Clinic, the Galway Clinic and the Hermitage Clinic, will be signing up to the new deal with government, and he's asking other private hospitals to don the green jersey, I think is what he said. Do you think that provides enough reassurance for people that there is contingency there?
Well, I'm just off the call with everybody there. The up-to-date status is not every private hospital has signed up. I read in some media reports that I think it was the Taoiseach that said that, you know, we should name and shame private hospitals if they don't participate or are unwilling to sign up. I actually agree. Personally, I believe over a year ago, we should have bought a number of the private hospitals. I actually think it would have been good for the taxpayer, it would have been good value. It's been the right thing to do with great capacity. But we have to have full capacity to the private hospitals, particularly all the aspects of the ICU. I understand and hope that this will be dealt with by today. But if it is not, then obviously the government are going to have to do everything they can, because some things are more important. And actually, our citizens' health and access to that capacity is essentially important. I think just one other...
Really briefly,
One or two things. From the CMO's advice, it looks like if we, with all the measures being brought in, we're looking at a peak around the 13th. So, you know, we need to understand that this disease is going in a certain direction, that it'll turn around by this.
Okay, look, I really have to go because I'm way over time. I really apologize. We'll have more time the next time. But Labour leader Alan Kelly, thank you very much indeed.